The following program may contain adult language and mature subject matter and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for taking a part of your day to sit down and listen to truth. Listen to your path, or find your path to your own greatness, for you to understand that you are a spiritual being that occupy a body, and it is only your vehicle that gets you around. You are a spiritual existence that is living in the human body, and you are not the body. Thank you for coming to the show. What we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to know that all that requires for you to live the superior life is for you to understand that the tools that's required to get you to that level is within you. We've been told many times to look out or to pray or to ask or to seek, but they never tell you to seek within. Look within you. Everything that you have, everything that you need has showed up with you the day you became a human being. You made a conscious decision from a spiritual existence to come to this earth, and you have a purpose, a message, or some reason for being here. Many decades or years ago, that path was changed. We've all lived in unity as one, as we are one. Somewhere along the journey, something happened. Today, I'm telling you that there is another side. There's a lot more to you than you know. Wake up and understand your method through life might not be what you had chosen for yourself. Without the influence of others, we would have been on a spiritual path, every single one of us, on a journey. However, we were misled and brought to believe what exists today is our truth, is the truth, and the only truth. But we're here to let you know there's a lot more to it. There's more to what you believe yourself to be. Wake up and understand. Once you are connected in a spiritual world, once you've tapped into, because you haven't lost the soul or lost the connectivity to the spiritual existence. What we've lost is the method or the memory of how to get there and what it is, what it does for us. Tap into understanding your spiritual method, your journey, and you will understand that you are superhuman. You are God. Not for a minute are we in this world. We are the world. Much like that tree is not the tree is not in the forest, but the forest is in fact, the tree is in fact the forest. I hope I said that right. You are a lot bigger than you know. We want you to wake up and experience that. If you're not living a happy, happy life all the time, a fulfilled life, if you're feeling the need to judge others or to compare them to your life or to try to convince them to live your life, there's a good chance that you've lost your path. You've lost your journey. If you were truly realized and woken up and you are fully awake, you would understand that everybody has their own destiny. You would not try to convince them to follow you, to listen to you, to listen to a book or an instruction manual that says we all should be doing this. It is not the case at all. We don't have two human beings on this planet that are the same. You may have others that will share your journey, and together you work together to fulfill a purpose, but you are still an individual in this 7.6 billion people that walks the planet today. Wake up and understand your purpose. Move to a higher level of consciousness. Understand that you are connected to God. You are the God. You've never separated from it, you never will, and you can't. It is energy. And as we know now, we've always known, a long time anyway, that you cannot destroy that energy. You can't cancel it. You can only change it or redirect it. You can't create any more of it. You are that source. This should tell you, you will never die. You will come to a point in your life where you lay the body down and you will get a new one, because you've determined when you want to leave. That decision was made before you showed up here. The plans you had or the purpose you carried with you was written down before you transitioned into being a human being. You are never lost, though you may feel that way. You are with many others, as you always will be and always have been. Wake up. Wake up and understand you are never alone. No one, no source, no entity is coming with a rescue mission. I have said this many times. There isn't a rescue mission. There isn't a source or anything coming to save you. From time to time, when we make bad decisions and find ourselves in a dangerous place, we do get messages as to avoid this, stay away from that, avoid him, stay away from them. We get those from time to time. But the majority of the time, your guides that are with you all the time, proven that you're never alone, won't intervene unless it's absolutely necessary. They will just observe. They are here with you. You showed up with them. When you leave, you'll go back with them. But we do have eternal life. Wake up and know that. Like I said, if you are living and you're not happy all the time and you're not in love or loved all the time, then there's a good chance that you're off your path. We are as if you can imagine a beam of light that comes from the one source. Like when we see a speck of light that comes from the sun, you are the same that has come from the same source. And you're connected to that as you always have been. And you will be forever. It never ends. You are not the body. You are in the body. The body acts as your vehicle. And it gets you from point A to point B. Without it, we're just a spiritual existence without a form or a shape. We're just energy. In the body, we're just the breath. It's a lot of information. But as you merge into a higher level of consciousness and understand that you are God, you will truly understand how big and how powerful you are. we're not in the world. We are the world. You need to know that. And I'm not saying that for you to pump your ego. I'm saying that because it's the stated, it's the truth. When you know that of yourself, the things you do, the people you interact with, the thoughts you are having will change. If you've ever listened to people who's had the near-death experience, it's all over the YouTube. You could Google it if you want, or YouTube it. They will tell you that when they returned to the spiritual world or go home, they will see all the relatives they've always had, friends, neighbors, everything. They will truly, you will truly understand all the decisions that you've made. At some point, we're thinking we've all made some bad decisions. At some other point, you'll understand why you made those decisions. And it sometimes setting up the pins so we can knock them down. But you will understand it. When you go home, you're greeted. And I've said this many times. You will understand your purpose. If you have missed it, you will journey back and you'll do it again. We're trying to find our purpose and it will lead to our destiny. We've talked about that a few weeks ago. But we need to wake up. Wake up and understand that you're not just a let go, let down, throw away. You are very important and we are connected to every other living being that's on this planet. You are huge, a part of the great wave. You may see yourself as a teaspoon of water from the ocean or a grain of sand on the beach, but you are still a part of all things. Wake up. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. I want to thank all my longtime listeners, people who's been with the show since we started almost 3 years ago. Thank you for being a part of it. I appreciate your support and what we do. I hope what you've been hearing for this long time has had an impact on your life. And you have started to take a look at spirituality. Just your mere curiosity alone of wanting to know how big, how strong, how powerful you truly are will give you the incentive to take a step towards what is the truth. If somebody's guiding you in another path that involves following them, that cannot be the truth. Nobody has the same. No one else is like you. Like the snowflakes, every single one is different and millions of them fall. We are the very same. We want you to wake up and find your path and be guided by the true higher consciousness that you are. Raise your level to a higher consciousness and live your best self. Thank you for coming to the show. Anywhere in the world that you are listening today, thank you for being there. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to everybody. Welcome home. And home is where we speak to you from a spiritual existence to tell you to follow us to come home. Welcome home. The lives we're living today, we're not even sure if it's our true history, what we were told. Somewhere along our path, we were, say, misled, misguided. And the world has changed simply because we're following something that is not the truth. We should be following ourselves. And if you don't know who that is or what that is, you might want to spend some time in knowing thyself. We want to wake up. We're in a deep, deep, deep sleep. and we're having a dream, and this is an illusion, and we think there's a rescuer, a flagship, a crusade coming to save us. We believe this. I have said many times that our existence here, though we're very big and large and powerful, we are like everyone else. Because we don't truly understand their purpose, we don't even understand our own, we tend to want to have a rescuer, a savior. You are your savior. You are the one who's going to navigate your path back. For that to happen, you must know who you are. You must wake up. All of civilization, there seems to have been some sort of power that pulls us towards a leader, a powerful leader. And then it went further and put us towards a god. There's only one. But we give up on trying to find our own way. What we're being told today and the method in which we're being told to live is guiding us away from our truth. If you try to explain this to some people, they will chastise you and call you a lot of names, which is judgment on them, because you're not seeing it their way. Remember, if they themselves knew the truth, they would accept you for who you are and what you are, understanding full well that you're living your purpose. It is not of another human being to offer you guidance. Wake up. Wake up and understand that you are a true God with the power of God. We're giving away our own power by accepting something else. And we've convinced ourselves that this is it, and it's the truth. Not only did we convince ourselves of that being the truth, we now go further and try to convince others. And if they disagree with us, we label them as off, something is wrong, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. In all of that, I would ask you point blank, how do you truly know what they're supposed to do or supposed to be doing? Anybody? The information or the education that we've been given has been designed for you to follow another. You are an individual. Yes, you must abide by the laws of the land and live according to for us to be tolerant of one another. Just the fact that we're human beings, you must abide by those rules. But as for you and your belief in what you can accomplish in life, that is on you. They can capture the body, but they have absolutely no method at all of taking your soul. Don't be fooled by that. You are a unique individual. No one can hold you. They can hold your body. They could restrict your body. They can hurt your body. But the true you that resides within the body is unique, untouchable. You need to know that. Wake up. Wake up and serve your higher consciousness. Serve yourself. Give your time to something that's truly going to benefit you, not another. If somebody hasn't asked you for help, there's a good chance they don't need it. If you're offering your help or your guidance to another, ask yourself why. And you might find that you're just doing it because they seem to be doing different things, have a different mentality, maybe serving a different God. There is only one, by the way, serving a different God than you are. So we take it up on ourselves, egoically, to guide and help and offer. If you know all these things to be truth, you wouldn't be offering that. When you know who you are, you're a wise man, person. What would a wise person do? Would be the question that you should ask yourself and hopefully give yourself an answer that is satisfactory to your own truth. What would a wise man do? You'd make a decision to allow others to be who they want to be, live their lives how they want to. Because you will truly understand that it is not your responsibility to offer guidance when you're not sure if your method is truth. Wake up and understand the power you have. Become a spiritual being. Become somebody that follows spirituality. Become the God that you are, and not to be egoic, but to be of truth and to live in the light and to live at a raised higher level of consciousness and to understand who you truly are. Wake up. Thank you again for tuning in. We have all this information that we wanted to get out there, and I just thought I would do that. We're going to pause for a minute and see if we could take some questions.
All right, folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. You can write to us right now if you have a question, a comment, a thought process. You can write us directly right now to Barrington. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. Sean did that. And he says, okay, what is our purpose of life and how do we find out what it actually is? That's from Sean. Thank you, Sean. Roberta wrote in, if we are superhuman and we are our own gods, why do we not have superhuman powers? That's from Roberta. Vasco writes in here, he says, if my body is a vehicle with a soul, I need a new vehicle. That's from Vasco. Christopher says, I love that you use the terms level of consciousness a lot. But I'm not sure what that means. Does that just mean we get smarter or we use our brain more? What does that mean exactly? That's from Christopher. And back to you.
Okay, thank you. Christopher, levels of consciousness mean right now you're hearing me and you heard me say your name and you're living at a conscious level because you're alert and you're awake. A higher level of consciousness would alert you to more of your existence and more of your awareness. Raising up to a higher level of consciousness, are you getting smarter? You're knowing more. And just because we're knowing more isn't indicating that we're getting smarter. We're becoming more aware, more alert, more awake. Is it smarter? I am not sure. We've got all that is, so you can say you've becoming more realized, because all the information that exists anywhere on this planet is within you. It's in the universe. It's not new. It wasn't created yesterday, and it's not depleting. It's always been. you will know as much as everybody else on this planet. It's like being in the room, and you could see as much as everybody else in that room, or smell at what everybody else is smelling in that room, or hear the sound that everyone else is hearing in that room. If you close your eyes in that room, you may not see. But once you wake up and bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness, and your eyes are fully open and you're awake, including the third eye, you're fully awake, then you're exposed to all that there is, the wisdom that exists, the knowledge that exists, everything that is here. I don't know if I want to say you'll get smarter. I will say you're more aware of things. You're more alert. You're more consciously awake. If you call that smarter, then your question could be answered by you. But you will just be presented with a whole bunch of information, or reminded of a whole bunch of information, who has made you what you are, what has made you who you are. Vasco, you need a new vehicle. Now, I understand what you're saying about the body being the vehicle that transports around us, and we need a new vehicle. I get that. You know, I don't know what model you would, or type you would choose. However, I know you're referring to the body, and it is yours to take care of. You are renting the space, let's just say, and it's for you to take care of. And the better you treat and take care of that body, the longer your journey could be, and the healthier it will be. So you have a responsibility to that vehicle. And if you want to change it, it's not possible to change it, to renew it. You know, get another one, a taller one, a shorter one. You can't do that. But you can get the best, the one you have, to perform its best for you. And by taking good care of it, it will go a lot further, like your car. If you take care of the car, it'll do better for you as if you don't take care of it. The new vehicle that you're referring to would indicate to me that maybe you're not fully satisfied with the one that you have. But again, if you go back to the analogy I use, that you're in this room, you're exposed to everything that's in this room, and you could see, hear, and feel, taste everything that's in that room because you're a part of it. You also have the capability of taking care of that body to bring it to its prime, to make it the best it can be. You have that ability to do it. Those tools are within you. And a lot of our misguided ways to bring us to where we are today has told us that to eat this, to, you know, don't do that. If you want to make that vehicle of yours prime, it almost, if it's like a job, and when you focus on your job and you perform very well on your job, you're rewarded. Your employer or whoever may give you an incentive for the excellent job that you've done. If you focus on taking care of that vehicle, you called it, Vasco, or the body, you will get the same results and you'll be satisfied. But you have to focus on that. You have to put your energy into, I don't want to have this body anymore, not physically getting rid of it, but your intent is to change it, maybe make it healthier or, you know, less hairy. I don't know what the plans are, but then you have that ability to focus on doing all these things so your body could be its prime. The unfortunate thing, and I was going to mention this earlier today, is that somewhere along the line, we were created by our higher conscious level and to come here as human beings and eat the food. Let the food be our medicine, as the medicine is, in fact, our food, and we would live a lot better, healthier. Modern medicine has taken away that ability from us and don't want us to follow the herb method, the holistic method. We take a prescription, some ointment, some drugs, and they're trying to give us another method of taking care of what has already been perfected. Unfortunately, where I live, you can't go in the backyard and pick a weed or a bush or a berry or a fruit that's going to cure that illness that I may have, or, you know, a disease. But everything that exists out there has the ability to be taken care of by the food that was provided when we were created by nature, Mother Earth. It is there, but we're not getting it from there. We're getting it from a bottle. A higher level of consciousness has made us who we are and gave us the proper food to take care of who we are. So if we made it, we have the ability to repair it and fix it. Have you ever been hungry and you eat a lot of food and you still feel hunger? Though you know you've eaten a lot and you could actually see maybe your belly popping out there, but you're still craving something else. And all the body is saying to you is, I need that. And until that part is given to me, I am still in void of it. So your body is asking you for something very specific. And if it's asking you for, as an example, a banana, and you decide to give it a plum, you will still feel unsatisfied regardless of how much you've taken in, because it is saying to you at this moment, I want that banana. And if you gave it a whole bowl of something different, you're not satisfied because the nutrients that your doctor self within is asking you for, you did not deliver it. So we go with deficiency and we overeat, trying to satisfy that urge. But until you give it what it's asking for, you will still feel the need or the urge to keep eating. If you focus on who you are, focus on yourself, focus on your body, eat the right foods, rely on what has been given to us, what, let's say, our God self has created, you will be able to perfect that vehicle. Robert, you're asking about the superhuman power. Why don't we have superhuman power? How could you say you don't? I don't know if you're thinking we should be able to fly, because we don't. That's what the birds do. Or use your hands to dig a hole into the ground so we can hibernate for the night. No, that's what the rodents do, some of them. But we do have superhuman power. And it's not to fly. Unfortunately, a lot of people are using that superhuman power for a lot of bad things, like convincing you to follow them or do their method of life. But you're alive. And you're breathing without being consciously aware of it. And when you sleep, your heart's beating and the blood is pumping. And the food that you've had, will break itself down into the right components of your body. And it'll work for you. And you're unaware of all of these things unless you concentrate on it. But it is still going on. I think that's amazing power. You have the ability to transform yourself into anything you want. Not in a physical shape, is to create. You wanted to be the CEO. You wanted to be a father. You wanted to be a bus driver. You know, you want to be an electrician. You have that ability to create that for you. You want to be an airline pilot or a stay-home person, parent. You have this ability to make that decision for you to create anything of yourself. We are just, in fact, creators. I went through school and I chose something I wanted to do, and I was able to retain the information that is required to do this job. I created this profession. Well, somebody else did. They just taught it to me, but you know what I mean. So you can transform yourself from wherever you're standing today to wherever you want to be tomorrow. We've talked about this quite a bit in the past shows. I don't know that I have I could still, because of my age and my lack of interest, become the Michael Jordan of basketball, or maybe the Muhammad Ali of boxing, or Michael of swimming, or even Gandhi or the Beatles. I don't have that desire. But if I was there at that time and I had the same desire, then I would have performed equally. Now I'm doing another task. We do have superhuman powers, and it's amazing to us. We just need to unleash that. No, we just need to recognize that we have it and go towards what you truly desire. Be careful of what you hope for, because you are going to get it. You can imagine wanting to achieve something is a lot like throwing a boomerang. As you toss it out there, it will work its way back to you, hopefully with the prize or whatever it is that you're trying to capture. But wake up. We all have superhuman powers. We're all connected to the same source. And we will be forever, because life is eternal. It doesn't end. It's like the energy. It goes forever. You just have to know that. You had this amazing ability to get on some sort of device and send me a message, and I'm responding to it. I think that's quite powerful. Maybe I'm not understanding what you mean by superpower. Can you lift 10 people and throw them, you know, across the room at the same time? Do you need to? And the body's not that strong. Some are, but how much time did you put into perfecting it and making it what you want it to be? Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you must understand you have the ability to create anything you want. If you've got an illness and you feel that you're restricted, well, there's a method. The body itself has to repair the damage or damages. And you work towards that, but you have to focus on it. It cannot be the Sunday afternoon task. It cannot be something you get to and then you lose track of it. If you truly want to make a change, like if you went through school for those 4 years, you might have been in university or college or wherever you were focused on one thing, and it's to get to the end of it and graduate, and you did. And there's your proof. If your intent is to create a new vehicle for yourself, you have that same ability, but it has to be focused on. We were taken away from what was naturally given to us, and we've lived many, many, many centuries, millions of years, following the guides that was given to us by the Creator, which is you. But of nowadays, we order it, it comes in a bottle or a can, and we take it as our salvation, and it's our truth. If you focus on what you're hoping to accomplish, it will be yours, but you have to make it. And the biggest excuse we have for ourselves is, oh, I'm too busy for that. I've got to do this instead. I've got to do that instead. You have to prioritize everything and see which is the most important one and start there. Because if you're running every single day, not taking care of yourself, not taking care of that body, and you're going and you're busy, it will not perform the way it is designed to perform. It is only going to perform according to how you're treating it. And if you abuse it, it won't perform at its best. So you prioritize all the things that is the most important to you and start there. And you'll realize at some point the body or the legs or the ability to move around or breathe or live is the most important thing. You do have superpowers. You just have to know that. Oh, Sean, you wanted to know how to find your purpose. What is our purpose of our lives? First of all, the quick answer is we've come here to have the human experience. But assumingly, you've come with a great method of, like, the indigo children. I don't want to go there because it's a big open topic that has many, many, many doors to it. But if you were an indigo child that was coming here to deliver a new method of life, that would be your purpose. The majority of us has come here just for the human experience. We've talked about this many times on the show. If you have the ability to change life, you would come and implement those changes, and others may come with you for it. But the general purpose of being here was to live as a human being, to turn the non-physical into the physical. You may have thought of a chair or had the idea of a chair when your physical world, well, you couldn't have brought it here with you. It'd be very difficult, but now you could come here and get some tools and you could build one, because this is the physical side. That spiritual side is a non-physical side. And we don't even have language. We communicate, thank God, because if we did, maybe we'd start lying to ourselves. But we've come here to fulfill a purpose. How do you find yours? You have to know who you are. And once you know who you are, the purpose or your destiny will present itself. For example, if I were to say I am a dancer, then I would be walking in the path of getting dancing shoes or going into a studio or dancing. But I'd have to know who I am. Know thyself. It's been said to you many times. You must know thyself. Once you know yourself, it's easy and very clear as to know your purpose. Where am I going? Why am I here? You could be here to aid others in a task that you're going to build something. You're all going to grab a corner of this table and carry it. That might have been, not saying that was the purpose of you, for you to be here. But the part that you must know is to know yourself. Once you learn who you are, or you understand, when you wake up and realize who you are, you will truly know your destiny. It's hard and it takes some time. And the reason it takes so much time is simply because you might have to make a 360 or 180 degree turn, let's say that, to undo what you know or what you think about you. If you want to fill your cup with knowledge, we have to take some time of emptying the cup that has filth. The cup is full, and that's why you're able to live the life you're living today. In order to create something new, you have to empty that cup. That could take some time to undo what you've believed all these years. I've had a call a couple of years ago. A lady was asking, how do you transition into spirituality while you were believing in another religion? Well, you don't have to let one go. If you learn the new one and understand the new one, the old one will leave. That's how it works. If your cup is filled with coffee or vodka or whatever might be in that cup, if you pour enough water into that cup, the trace or the existence of the coffee or the vodka will disappear. Just keep pouring some information into it. Learn a lot more about spirituality. The more you take this path and journey, other stuff will eventually leave. Again, pour a lot of water in your cup that's already full, and you pour truth or purity into it. The other stuff will automatically leave. That's why we say wake up and study how to become a spiritual existence and a spiritual being. How do you find your purpose? The information is within you. There's a map, a guideline. Nowadays, internet information. It's all within you. We were told many times to look out and seek help or ask someone for guidance. I've said earlier in this show that we're not trying to do things for ourselves anymore. We're not trying to think or do independent thinking anymore. We're just relying on the information that's out there. If it's not serving us, maybe we're just not thinking. You may believe you cannot change your situation, but have you thought about it? Are you accepting the fact that you're stuck where you are for life, for the remainder of your existence? There's always a way for you to create a new you or different you. Through your thoughts, and I talk about meditation all the time, and if you were to meditate, you're clearing that empty in that cup. As you sit still and you open yourself to all that there is and you quiet down the thoughts that you have every day, just try to not have a thought. It's impossible. You will always have one, but you will learn to control it and not dwell on it when it pops into your head in the state of meditating. There's other methods of getting there. If you practice yoga, yoga is physical meditation because you're focused on what's going on. And as you're doing that, you're allowing one thought at a time. And when you do that, you slow everything down and you can concentrate on who you are. This is why we speak a lot about meditation. And there are many different types of meditation. But what we want to do is at some point in our lives, we want to slow down, concentrate on finding yourself, knowing who you are. The doors will open. A lot of influences that exist today. If you watch a lot of television, for example, it's constantly changing through commercials and the movies or the program that you're watching, and you're being subliminally, I wouldn't say trained, but let's say convinced that you should be this or should do that or not do this or not do that or follow this, or, you know, you're constantly getting this information faster than you're consciously aware of, and you're confused or you're lost. There's a way back. Identifying and slowing down and concentrating on a thought. If you breathe, and you can focus on seeing the air coming into your body through the nostrils, into the cavity of the body, hangs out there for a little bit, then moves itself back out. If you can practice doing that, you are now focused on just breathing. And in doing it properly, it will rejuvenate the body, repair the body, repair you, and block out all the confusing thoughts that's not supposed to be there. So if you want to practice that as you drive, pay attention to the road, or as you watch television or whatever you're doing, imagine or seeing the breath coming into you, doing its job, filling the cavities, and then going back out. If you can hold that focus there, you are now meditating and you're on your way to waking up, which is what we should do. This is what we should do. We were fed a lot of lies and stories. And where we stand today Yes, we're a bit confused or we're a bit lost. You can't give up because life does not end. You must continue. You may disagree with others, but your reasons for disagreeing is simply because you're convinced that your method is the truth and theirs obviously isn't. But if you want to know the truth, you have to know thyself. If somebody's trying to sell you snake oil, well, they themselves don't know the truth. If somebody's a part of an organization that is convincing you this way and this way and this way only, they don't know the truth. And if they did, they would not be convincing you. They'll tell you how to seek, and you will find what you're looking for. Have we got anything else there, sir?
We do. Let me just double check here. Paul said, I heard that you were an author, and I'm not sure how to look you up as one. That's from Paul. Mabel said, hello, I am a new listener from Ottawa, Ontario, and I am enjoying your radio broadcast this afternoon. That's from Mabel. Okay, and let's see, Aaron writes in, what is the relationship between the physical and mental aspect of our bodies and being? That's from Aaron. And lastly, Kenneth wrote in, I know you did not want to talk about this subject, Barrington, but maybe in the future, what exactly is an indigo child? That's from Kenneth. And back to you.
I'll go to Aaron first. Well, what is the relationship between our spiritual existence, our physical and our mental state of mind or state of being? Well, everything that's to do with the physical body is relative to this earth. Everything to do with the spiritual part of our body, and I hope I'm answering your question. I hope I interpreted your question accurately, is to do with the spiritual world. So we're two parts. Let's say we're a spiritual part, we're a physical part. The physical part we're all aware of, it's our body, it's our hands, it could clap, we could sing, we could dance, and even tell lies because that's what we do. But that is only a part of the physical existence, including the emotions. We come from a place of love, which is not an emotion, it's only a state of being. When you're in the physical body, we create all these things that we have. And we have, if you wanted to look at it, like our mind would be the CEO of the company and the brain would be the manager, head super manager, no pun intended. And the one tells the others how to run the show, which is governing the body. But it is physically different. When you step out of it, lay it down, put it aside, move on, you are no longer bound to those ideas that we've said, that you've carried on. And I say this a lot, and people don't like the examples that I use, but because of the spiritual existence, we know that the tyrants of this planet and the super savers of this planet, they've gone back to the same place and living among each other as they've always done. So whatever ideas that you may have picked up here, it was only from here. When you leave, you definitely leave it and you don't bring it with you. That is our connection between our mental and our physical. Thank you, Mabel. I appreciate you calling in from Ottawa, Ontario. Thank you for being a part of the show. I hope you enjoy it. We talk about spirituality. We do what we can do to allow people to wake up and realize that they're not just a part. They're not the tip of the iceberg. There's actually a massive part of them that most people has not tapped into, or some are not even aware of it. So thank you for coming to the show. I appreciate you being there. And of course, like always, welcome home. Paul, yes, I did. I do have a book out there. It's Awaken and Ascension Guide. You will find this on Amazon by Barrington. And it's aligning you to your true purpose. If you look at Amazon, Awaken Ascension Guide, or if you were to type in Barrington Awaken, I've done that before and it does pop up, and you could catch that on Amazon.ca as well as .com. Thank you very much for asking that. I haven't said much about it lately because I don't know why. I guess I get busy, I get caught up, and I want to pass off a lot of instructions to other people. My focus when I got here was to promote a book, and then I realized when I'm here, I'm meeting a lot of wonderful people who has questions, who are just curious, or they're at a point where they're seeking change. And I try my best to guide and point you to the direction for you to find your own answers, simply because I don't have them all for you. I know where they exist. They're within you. And we talk about you wanting to tap into yourself to get that answer. That's why we're here. And that's why I don't do a lot of the book like I used to. There's a few of them that I'm working on trying to get them out there, but my Lord, time is just going by so fast. That's why I appreciate the other side of the spiritual world, because there's no such thing as time. And of course, on this side, we're running like crazy people to accomplish something that will never satisfy us, but we're just being governed by the strong hands and telling us how to live and how to do this. But I'll get to it, I promise you. For the last few minutes of our show, I want to talk to you about the way you're eating your food and how you are living and taking care of your body. Sadly enough, we were taken away from the natural way of eating to take care of the body for us to get the maximum amount. If you've got a disease or an illness or something that you're dealing with, there's a good chance you're probably taking some medication to aid you through it and make it easier, maybe reduce the pain. But at any given time, if you were to focus on these things that exist, you'll understand that the body has its ability to repair itself. I've come to one conclusion: there's one disease and it presents itself in many different ways. If you're able to boost your immune system to its maximum, you will be able to fight and defend yourself as you were taught to do innately when you were new to this planet. But of course, a lot of the medications that's available today is preventing us from doing that. Mucus in the body is what creates a lot of the things that we're suffering from. If you could boost your immune system or cleanse the body of this and live an alkaline body above 7, I'm not going to go there because I don't know enough about it, but if you can boost your immune system, you're doing a fantastic job of taking care of yourself. Boost the immune system. Figure out or concentrate or focus on what that's going to give you a boost immune system. That's our defense. That's our frontline defense, and it takes care of us. You can start doing all this by eating the proper foods, the ones that were created for us by the gods, ourselves, not by the labs. Somebody else is wanting to having a deep pocket. The more you focus on what is truth to you, and you may believe the gods, the doctors out there are the gods of us, but you are the god of you. And if you focus on it and concentrate on it, you will find another method for you to repair. Remove the mucus from your body and you'll be living a fantastic life. And by doing that, make sure you're getting all the vitamins that are required. We're not supposed to consume flesh. We're not designed that way. Nothing about us says we should be carnivores. Everything about us says we should be herbivores, and we should be eating a green diet all the time. Concentrate on you. Make sure the body is top priority, because when your vehicle breaks down, you will get stuck at the side of the road. Yeah, you could call a tow truck, but the vehicle is still broken down and somebody's going to fix it. make sure you can perfect this machine of yours to run for as long as humanly possible. Wake up. Plant-based diet, proper rest, a lot of water. Allow yourself to relax and enjoy life. The body will perform the way it is designed to perform. I thank all of you for being a part of the show today. Thank you for listening. I hope I answered all the questions that you guys are asking. Until we speak again or you hear from me again next week, I want you to have the most brilliant time of your life. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.